The town of Bradford West Gwillimbury's, BWG, 5th Annual Pumpkin Festival returned for another year to Henderson Park, and despite a little rain, residents were delighted to attend the free, public event. Saturday's festival attracted many families with young children ready to immerse themselves in all the fun activities and entertainment set up at this outdoor event. Although capacity restrictions limited the number of guests, pre-registration was not required this year, and everyone enjoyed the festivities with social distancing in place where needed. Despite the rainy weather, it was a great after all these months to have an event for young families to enjoy outdoors, said BWG Ward 2 Councillor Jonathan Scott, who came out to support the event with BWG Mayor Rob Keffer and other members of Town Council. Live onstage music and dancing performances captivated residents and kept them moving while people traveled around the field visiting different vendors. Wagon rides and pumpkin carving were available for kids of all ages, as well as many fun inflatable games, mini-putt, tattoos, caricatures, and balloon hats and swords made on-site by Minerva's Creations. Visits from some of Bradford's farmers market vendors, including Eft Farms, Sweetheart Cakes & Co., and new vendor Cute, in Creepy Creations, offered lots of yummy treats and fresh produce to the public. Bradford's Don Cherry Sports Bar and Grill served up bowls of hot, thick soup in two delicious flavors, loaded potato, or jambalaya, which helped keep residents warm amid the drizzle. Volunteers from the Bradford Lions Club collected donations for the local Helping Hand food bank while serving up fresh hot dogs for residents. It was such a treat to be at Pumpkin Fest again this year, said MP Scott Davidson. I saw a little girl that I met for the first time last year at this same event and got to catch up with her and her mom. That's what events like this are about, the chance for people to connect and have some fun. Community events like this are very important for charities and not-for-profit organizations like the Helping Hand Food Bank and the Beavers and Scouts of Bradford to raise money and awareness of their programs, said Davidson. Thank you to all the small businesses, like Don Cherry's and Sweet Bee's Bakery, for their support and for the great work by the Lions of Bradford, the BWG Library and St. John's Ambulance, who contributed to all the fun. The event was proudly sponsored by New Roads Automotive Group, the Curtis Goddard Team, and Summerlin Dental, and fire and safety education provided by BWG Fire and Emergency Services.